We will come out of recess from July 3rd and into the business for Board of Equalization, July 5th, 2013. Two quick questions, Donna. You just had mentioned prior to going live that there were two changes in the schedule. Can you give those to us real quick?
We rescheduled the MBO, Riovo retail, the one that we tried
for 12:15.
So there's a 12:15. Do we have a BOE number on that?
Yes.
2013-80.
Dash what?
80.
Okay. And then is there another?
It's the 165 business. It's scheduled at noon.
So at noon, and it has a BOE number? We can come back to that, and you can give that to us. That's all right.
Yeah, those are the last ones today.
Well, then we have a bunch that we have on hold. So we either deal with it today or another day. We have to schedule another date for
them. Right.
So that whole folder there is all hold.
Mr. Allman, would you like to join us this morning? And good morning.
Good morning. Thank you. Yes. I'm here today appearing on behalf of Jeanette Mays, owner and operator of the Cascades Inn.
Yes, sir.
Basically here to ask the Board of Equalization to equalize and to adjust and correct the valuation and the assessments that were made for the year beginning January 1 of 2013. We understood that the assessment of the property had been increased by the assessor, and we think that that increase was not related to fact to the actual value of the property. We've had the property surveyed or appraised. We've submitted an appraisal to the BOE, and we're asking the BOE to change, correct, equalize, and correct the assessment in accordance with the appraisal that we've submitted.
Are you calling that appraisal up, Jeff?
This property's been appealed to the State Tax Commission. We reached a stipulated value about 3 weeks or a month ago, if I remember right, at 2.7 at the request of Mr. Allman and Mrs. Mays. That's where we settled in at. The increase that hit just strictly came because of the changing of the computer systems for the county. And the calculation buttons that you've been hearing about was throated into an increase. And this new appraisal, I don't know where that's come about. It's done by Mr. Roberts. It seems to be a common factor in Taney County to drop these motels to nothing because nobody supposedly is making a dollar. So, like I say, I don't know why Mr. Allman's here. I don't know why Mrs. Mays is appealed with a...
Well, now,
stipulated value 30 days ago was $2,700,000.
Well, just a second, Gary. Tell me what you're saying this value's on, because what I have is...
$4,279,000.
That's correct.
Yes. Yes, sir. That was put on prior to the stipulation. The stipulation has just been made.
Okay. What
in
is...
In the last 3 weeks.
Tell me what that amount is again, please.
I don't know the exact amount. It's $2.7
million. $2,620,000 assessed valuation as of January the 1st, 2011. We appeared on that one in front of you last year.
Okay.
This board did not equalize it at that time. We appealed to the Missouri State Tax Commission, and we've been thrashing with that. We have an appraisal that we submitted to the tax commission and to the assessor. The assessor consented to agree to the appraised value of $2,620,000, appraised as of January the 1st of 2011. This appraisal is as of January the 1st, 2013. 2 years difference here.
Is this the amount that I'm looking at?
Yes, it is.
So 1,630.
And I don't know about computer changes and pressing buttons and things of that nature, but I don't think that the assessor has an appraisal. I don't think the assessor has appraised the property. It wasn't appraised for the 2011 argument that we've had for a year and a half. And I don't think it's been appraised now. The only appraisal of the property is the one that's on the board right there. And all we're asking the commission to do, or the board to do, is to adjust, correct, and change the appraisal from 4 million, whatever it is, to 1,600,000.
Gary, can you tell me how many units there are in the hotel?
166.
How old is this motel?
20 years old.
And is it on the expressway?
Yes. Two or three doors down from Shoji's.
Yeah.
It's on at $16,265 a unit, exactly where it should be. It's an extremely nice motel. $16,000. Wait a minute. No. Guys, you're looking at figures that was resolved between the assessor and the state tax commission. You don't have the correct figures on there. They need to be an adjustment to the stipulated value that was reached 3 or 4 weeks ago between Mr. Allman, Mrs. Mays, and the assessor and all the attorneys involved. It was 2 million something. I don't know, Gary.
$2,620,000, which we finally signed off on last week.
Yeah.
As a result of a year's thrashing, and it wasn't an agreed settlement. It was a settlement based upon an appraisal that Ms. Mays submitted to the state tax commission, and basically the assessor just agreed. The assessor did not come in and submit an alternate appraisal. And again, let me tell you that it was assessed, and that agreement, if we're talking about an agreement, was an agreed value as of January the 1st, 2011. We're talking today about January the 1st, 2013.
So what you're telling us is we're going to receive the notes from the State Tax Commission of the stipulation for the 2011 tax year?
And 12,
and
not just 12.
12. Okay.
Yeah.
So now he's coming for 2013.
I understand.
With $1 million reduction, you'll be down at $10,000 a unit on one of the nicest motels on Shepherd Hills Expressway.
Well, Your Honor, I don't know how we divide 166 into whatever the value is to come up with it. I mean, I'm not qualified to do that. I'm qualified to bring today to this board an appraisal from a qualified expert appraiser who has appraised the property. As good, as moderate, or as bad as the property is, this appraiser has gone to it, looked at it, investigated it, analyzed it, and has appraised it, and says that it's worth $1,600,000.
I would like to remind this board that they heard testimony, I guess, Friday, or whatever last day was here, Tuesday, Wednesday. that the cost per unit of personal property is $8,000 a unit. If you take that times 166, the motel has negative value on an appraisal. If you deduct the personal property that was testified right here, and he declared himself an expert in motel appraisals, right behind that same podium.
I don't know who he is, and I can't cross-examine him. I don't know about his evidence.
What's 15,000 per unit?
Somewhere around 2.4.
Yeah, 2.4.
And what's it on for now? Now, I mean the correct amount that was stipulated.
Well, it's not on.
2,620,000. That was for the beginning of 2011.
I'm going to make a motion that we do the 15,000 a unit, which brings it to.
And what we're looking at today is an appraisal for $1,630,000. Is that correct?
I'm sorry, what did you say wrong?
$1,006,000,
and then there's $30,000 value right. Appraised of the in use of furnishings and equipment. So the real estate's appraised at $1,006,000. The equipment furnishings appraised at $30,000.
With Denny's motion, I get $2,490,000. That's consistent with what we've valued the other motels that came before us in that of that same year and all.
Fifteen times 166. What was the?
I didn't calculate it.
She did. I didn't either. That's what I was asking her.
I will make a point to the board that this expert has brought in furniture and fixture to motel rooms in Missouri or in Taney County, Branson, Missouri at $180 a unit, where the expert testimony the other day said $8,000.
Second. Motion's been made and seconded to establish the value as of January 1, 2013 at 15,000 a unit. 2,469,000. Discussion. Jeff, you still working your way through that appraisal?
I'm good.
Brandon, Randy, any comments? I think for Gary's edification, I would note that over the course of the last few days in the different hotels within the Branson area that we've looked at, the motion is consistent with what we've been doing. A little variance based on a couple of the really old facilities that have been before us, but otherwise that's pretty
consistent. Who was the person that was testifying that James
was? I don't know.
can't think of his name. He's out of Springfield. Folks declared himself the expert in the hotel motel business in Branson, Missouri.
Harrison.
Yeah, Hayden Harrison.
Hayden Harrison?
Yes, sir.
My facial expression has nothing to do with what we're doing here today. I've been unable to get a hold of Peyton for the last 9 months. He won't return calls.
Well, if he comes back in, do you want me to hold him for you?
Hold him. Hold time down. Well, I need to talk to him. So.
Gentlemen, further discussion on this motion before us? All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed, nay. Motion carries. Again, for my records, Donna, read to me the total you have. Is it 2490?
Yes.
Gary, you're going to receive formal notice from Donna, also with option of the State Tax Commission again.
Sure. Okay. I appreciate the board's consideration today.
Thank you, sir. Good to see you again, Gary.
Good to be here. Good to be seen, as they say.
Thank you, ma'am.
Can you hear me?
Never did kick in, did it?
You're going to have to get the depreciation down to about 25% on that motel.
You still have the maze thing since I pulled up. Well, I was just going to point out on the guy's appraisal, he broke down all the sales, price per rooms, just gives you a range. But I don't know. I'm not familiar with any of these motels. How nice is this one compared to the other?
I would ask the assessor that anytime there's one that comes forward like that that you see on there that has been discussed by equipment malfunction or whatever there, that you stop before we get into discussion about it and explain it so that we don't have a long discussion about it, and then that's a different discussion. And that way, it makes it easier on us to try to figure out what went wrong on the raising of it.
Well, it would have been wrong about some of those things, right?
No, it's not.
Okay. I'm sorry, I misunderstood. I thought you were Dallas.
Chris, did you have a phone
number?
We
took the
number
out of her book and put in our book, which was wrong because they were balanced out of her book. They're the same in both programs, but both programs didn't calculate that. We took what came out of the old program, which was wrong.
So it didn't match the old program. It was just wrong code.
0813.
As soon as we get rid of the old program entirely,
is it?
We'll be done.
Richard and Carol Watson.
Ready for the phone number, Ron?
I got it. I just grabbed it. Thanks.
I'm showing the assessed valuation at residential, $7,910 assessed.
And appraised. Oh, that's right. I'll get it here when I click on it.
Set the price at the Branson Hills, haven't we?
I know we're still holding on grants.
And that's the first one, and it's set in at 69?
No, the second one is Brands and Hills.
Sorry.
245 is Brands and Hills.
They never have a vacant lot for sale out there, and when one comes up, it's kind of a hot item. There's not many lots in Point Royal ever for sale.
Please enter your account code. Account code you have dialed is not valid. Please check it and try again. Or follow the...
Yes, it is. I see it on the screen.
Please enter your account code. Back again here in a moment. Do you want to tell us what we've got on the church army today? Give us a heads up here. Have they already been through this process? Have they not? Do we send them on to?
No, this is different properties. They've come into enough money that they just buy properties up in Taney County every year, so you have to deal with it every year.
And every year, what happens?
It's according whether it's a house being in use. If it's a vacant lot, they have no right to exemption whatsoever. I think the board has established, unless they change their mind, the board has established those houses that's in use. They've been exempting them. That started way back when.
They have been exempting them?
Sure.
So are we looking at something that's going to be exempted? Or that's, I mean, or help me out here before.
Probably the house itself will be. I don't know why any land would be exempted. But,
okay. Have they exempted any land in the past for church?
Ron, we did last year.
You did houses. Right. You have never done land.
I know, but I'm looking at this. What's written on here. And we did the Rittenhouse Learning Center last year.
Yeah.
And it wasn't exempt before. And then question, and I'm not even going to go into the written out deal because it's already exempt, but the others are questionable, and if it's a house that they've bought up, we've had many of those come before us. I want to say that because it's wrote on the board here. I want that because it's going out.
Please enter your account code.
There is another number.
Mm-hmm. Well, if they're getting a busy signal, they're probably on the phone.
I'm sorry?
If you're getting a busy signal, they're probably on the phone.
Maybe it's their dollar on the phone.
The villages in Florida, I'd say they're probably
hired.
It's
their
grandfather's
visit. Oh, okay. He's got a boyfriend.
Yeah.
What, you got their social calendar there, Don?
So this is what I've been trying to sell that line.
Didn't even ask me for a code. It's 417. Yes, is this Carol Watson?
It is.
Carol, this is Ron Houseman with the Taney County Board of Equalization. We've been trying your other number to chat with you.
We've been sitting right here by the phone.
It has rang busy since 8:15, but that's okay. We just discovered you had a second number, so we called it.
Okay, hold on. Let me get my husband.
All right.
I'm sorry, I missed your name, sir.
My name is Ron Houseman.
Ron Houseman. Mm-hmm.
Yes, Mr. Houseman, this is Rick Watson.
Good morning. I have you on speakerphone. You're with the Board of Equalization. All members are in present, which includes the assessor and the county clerk. And we are available to discuss the two properties that you have submitted for appeal.
Yes, sir.
Are you ready to talk about them?
Sure.
We will let you begin. Which one would you like to talk about first?
Well, let's go ahead and take the one at Branson Hills.
Okay.
That's the property ending in 098.
Yes, sir.
Basically, what I have sent you there is nine individual listings inside of Bay Stewart Golf Course, and all nine listings are on the golf course themselves. And the nine listings have averaged out about $14,466. Now, I personally had my property listed in 2012. It started at $65,000 and eventually took it off the market when it was listed at $35,000. And my broker has told me that right now, during the situation that the land is in, and because of the SID taxes and a variety of other things, that he says, if I expect to sell that piece of property, I need to list it below $20,000. So what I have done is shown you again the nine properties, averaged them about, and have requested a reassess value of $47,500, or dropping the value down to $25,000. At which time I wish I could even sell it for $25,000, but so far in the last 18 months that it's been on the market, I haven't had a single offer. So that's that property.
Well,
Mr. Watson,
yes, before we go to the next property, let me note to you that the board has seen some different property holders from this area, and we're holding those for decision until we can chat about them all together. But you also need to know that we have a lot of sales data here that's been submitted by the county assessor regarding properties in the area and noted valuations. But I'm going to ask him for a couple of comments and then any board member that wants to address it. But we won't, unless we do it later today, when if we have time, won't address the Branson Hills issues until we can do them all together. But James, have you got some comments?
Just in the past, we've had many lots appraised in Branson Hills by different individuals, and this board tried to set those close to those appraisals throughout the past. One set of appraisals was done for Arvest Bank. Another set of appraisals was done for an individual. There's not been many sales in Branson Hills other than two or three that has been arm link transactions. There's been a lot of get out of town sales, foreclosure sales and as such. But I believe we have the evidence to hold the value of what the Board of Equalization set these values last year.
I'm sorry, I basically didn't hear any of that. I don't know why I wasn't able to have my regular phone when I'm on my cell phone, which is a little hard to hear on.
Can you hear me now?
I'll try.
Can you hear him? Can you hear him now? Hold on just a second. Go ahead, James.
Can you hear me now?
Barely, yes.
We've set these values based on the board's information and what they decided as of last year, resetting the whole Branson Hills projects. We've seen golf course lots set at 69, interior lots at 49, and that was substantiated through appraisals that had been sent in to the board. Can you hear me?
Barely. I'm barely hearing you. I think you're seeing that there's some have been appraisals at 49 and 79. Is that what I'm hearing?
49.
Now these are appraisals?
Yes, I believe they'll be on file with the Board of Equalization last year. They were done for Arvest Bank.
I understand that there may have been some appraisal based on that, but the nine properties that I presented to you on my sheet are sold properties, not appraised properties. These are properties that people really just sell them for, and somebody was willing to buy them. My property, as of last year, was listed at $35,000 personally and was on the market for almost 12 months and did not receive a single offer. So, unfortunately, the appraisal means nothing when I'm showing you facts of nine properties that have sold in 2012. All nine properties were on the golf course, and all nine properties were approximately the size of my property. So, again, I'm sorry, but based on appraisal, your statement says, what is somebody willing to sell it for, and what is somebody willing to pay for it? I'm willing to sell it for $35,000, which was the last listing I took it off the market at.
That'll work right there.
And had no buyers, and the nine properties I showed you, our properties, did sell in 2012.
Well, Mr. Watson, we have all of those on the screen. We're all sitting here, and we're looking at all the information you've provided. Now we've switched to a map, and we're pulling those different lots up. So we are taking all that into consideration.
Oh, I appreciate that very much. And as I said, I'm limited to what I can find as an individual. And all I could do was go by what the Tri-Lakes Board of Realtors information that they sent out. And if I was able to come up with their tax numbers, I did. But I made sure that every piece of property I gave you on those five properties were all approximately the same size, and they were all on the golf course. So those are the only facts I can give you.
That's
my property didn't sell when I took it off the market at 35. My broker tells me I have to list it for 20 or less to actually sell it. I'm not willing to do that because I paid $110,000 for it. But it's, you know, the value is not there at this particular moment. It wasn't there in 2012.
Yet we have that duly noted, and all of your comments are noted. We're also taping this, so we have a record, and we appreciate your information and everything that you've sent us. I've got your hard copy in my hand at this time, and the other guys are on the computers.
Okay.
Can we have you move to the next parcel?
Yes, the other parcel is in Port Real, which is another Gulf Gated community, a much more developed Gulf Gated community, so it has a better chance of selling this parcel. But in all of 2012, again, I was informed that not a single parcel inside of the Point Rail community sold. Now, my parcel, again, was for sale. Again, I started it at 65 and dropped it down to 35 in 2012 also. So it has the exact same situation as the Branson Hills property. So I have given you at least some other properties that I found that did sell that were in some form of a community. Some of the properties that you look to see are much larger than the property that I own. But of those five properties, the average there is $10,280 selling price. So again, my property was for sale. Again, it did not sell. And these are five properties that are kind of like mine, but I could also go right over back to the nine properties that I showed you at Branson Hills, which are in the Gulf Gated community, which have lighted this, lighted that, and the clubhouse, and those are at an average of only $14,000. So I think either one of my two properties requesting that they be devalued based on the information that I've given you, based on the property I've tried to sell them and was able to sell them, is kind of a fair assumption of what possibly could happen next year. But even this year, my brokers have told me on both pieces of property, because nobody is really buying vacant property in gated communities where there are POA dues and SID taxes and other entities that have got involved in the value of that empty land, that they're just not selling. And that's what I found in Port Rail. Again, all last year, not a single piece of property sold, even though I think there was something like 18 properties available to be bought.
James, am I looking at this right? There's a appraised value on this parcel of $41,615.
That's what the assessor has appraised it at. The lot is appraised at, yeah, you have it listed at $79,010, and that comes out to $41,063. I mean, he's saying it's, the appraiser, the collector is saying it's worth $41,631. I had the market for 35 and didn't sell it, and I have come in with five properties that have an average of $10,000 of possible sales. If you add those five to the other nine that I gave you just in Branson Hills,
go ahead.
We're going to sell for over $15,000. I wish it was not true, but right now that seems to be the situation, and I have had those blocks on the market now for over 2 years.
James, I'm looking in that general area. Is there any other vacant lots there?
No.
There's a ton. There's about 18 inside of a Point Rail. There's about 18 or 19 vacant lots. Every one of them is for sale. As far as I have been told by my brokers, not one single lot is sold in the last 18 months.
Well, the ones, there's 18 in there. You didn't send us a rendition of what they're asking for those lots, I don't suppose.
You're absolutely right, I didn't, because what they're asking and obviously is too high because of the 18 lots that are for sale that I know of, in the last 18 months, not one is sold, so it's very hard to say what people want to sell them for. I want to sell mine for $35, and I only paid $65 for that one, so that's not such a bad loss. But nobody's even made an offer. I even have my home next door available for sale, and I was going to, you know, I'll throw in the lot. Somebody will buy the home, but again, that's not happened either. But the lot has been for sale individually, and as I said, there just has not been a single lot that I know of, and that my brokers have told me in the Tri-Lakes Realtor, Board of Realtors, has sold inside of Port Rio.
What did you pay for the lot when you purchased it?
I paid $65 for that.
I'd make a motion to, or a recommendation to the board to lower that value to $6,070 like the adjoining lot, vacant lots throughout the neighborhood.
What does that make
though? $31,947 or $32,000 basically.
All of the improved lots around it are valued at $30,000.
It's up to the board, whatever the board wants to do. When you paid $65 for that, what year was that?
Oh, 2008 or 2009. Don't remember.
Okay, thank you.
I purchased it for my neighbor who had owned it.
Gentlemen?
I'm sorry, I missed it.
We're talking amongst ourselves, but you're
welcome
to listen. Now, the assessor has made a recommendation of an assessed of what, James? $6,030, is that what you said?
Yes.
And you gentlemen are talking about
what?
I mean, which lot are we referring to? Point Royale lot?
Yes.
The 000 lot?
The Point Royale lot.
Okay, the 00 lot is, you know, I requested that it be dropped to 39.55 or have a 20,815 value because I can't find anything anywhere in that area that's selling for more than that amount.
Let's talk
about. Close to that amount of money.
Mr. Watson?
Yes.
The Point Royale lot, your recommendation was what? Let me go back through your paperwork here.
Yeah, the Point Royale lot is, you have it listed
at
7910, which is a $21,000 appraised value. I was requesting that it be dropped to 39.55, which would put it at about a $21,000 appraised value.
What's it, 21,
25, 30? And that was twice the appraised value of the five properties that I gave you that have sold that were similar.
I think I'm ready to make a motion to set it at the appraised value at $25,000. That is for BOE number, that's 244, right?
Is there a second?
I second that.
Motion has been made and seconded to establish the appraised value of BOE number 2013-244 at $25,000. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed, nay. Motion carries. Mr. Watson, the board is establishing that lot at $25,000 as opposed to the 40, or I believe it was 41,615 that it was.
21631 is all I have. My math could be a little off.
And we are going to make a decision regarding the Branson Hills property at a later time, but as soon as we do, we're going to notify you in writing. And that'll be within 7 days of that decision. So actually, it's going to be within about 10 days of what the board did. If you're not satisfied with the decision that we make for the properties that fall within that subdivision or this particular valuation, we're going to send you information that will allow you to appeal this decision to the State Tax Commission.
Well, I appreciate your time. I hope you do look at the information I have sent you on the properties that have sold there in Branson Hills and keep that on consideration, but I will wait to hear your decision on that. I appreciate your reducing the property on the corner rail lock, and I just hope someday that I can lease all for that too.
We do also. Thank you, sir.
Well, I hated to leave Branson, but now I'm in Florida. All right, gentlemen, I thank you very much for your time. Have a great day and a wonderful weekend.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Mr. Blaze, would you like to join us?
Yes, sir.
And good morning, and how are you?
Good morning, and I'm very well, thank you. Very well, thank you.
Thanks for hearing on this request. And you let me know when you want me to start talking. And
we are ready to begin when you are. We've got your information in front of us, so we'll have it on the board, as well as these computers.
This is a lot that was given to Church Army and Power Site. Our intent is to resell it someday, but until it doesn't have any value necessarily at this point, we have had no interest in the lot. So I'm requesting that it be claimed tax exempt, exemption on that lot at Power Site. For you, those who know Church Army is a 501c3 nonprofit. We own 10 residential properties in Taney County. 8 of those have been issued the exemption for nonprofit status. From my point of view, Church Army does work that others won't, and we do operate at a deficit, so any kind of tax exemption is for the public good.
This is a lot, if I'm not mistaken. That's 50 feet wide by 225. Is that how I'm reading that?
I believe so.
It's got a valuation assessed of $2,350 and assessed value of $450. James?
I've found nowhere in the statutes where a vacant land that's not tied directly to your organization's being of what they do can be exempt by Missouri law. It's called property held for future use is what it falls under. It has no benefit to you as your organization, as you said, but there's no exemption that I ever have seen in my 16 years occurred on vacant land of that nature.
So your comment is if they had a structure on it, they were utilizing it for the purposes that they're designated for, then we could look at the exemption.
Yes, sir.
It predates me. I wouldn't have taken it.
The lots and Power Site, being as small as they are, and you'll have to sell it to an adjacent owner before it'll have any use whatsoever.
We tried that one.
I would make a motion that we set it at the minimum that can be set on those lots. I think that's, I'm falling back to, I think, previous actions that we've taken on lots that are.
I ask if that was a $100 valuation. I don't know.
That's what it is.
That's the minimum.
530 appraised.
530 appraised, and the minimum that's on it, because we can't. You have to have an adjacent lot to make anything work on those lots in Power Site. There's two or three communities that way. We built a basketball court down there. We had to buy four lots to make the basketball court work. So, anyway, that's where I'm at on this. I'm going to make a motion that we set it at the minimum value.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded to establish this particular parcel of property at the minimum value, which is $100 assessed, $530 appraised. Discussion.
I'm trying to figure out where that's even at here.
It's not on a improved road. It's
in the middle of a field.
Mm-hmm.
Put a fire pit on it and call it a retreat.
Would have been about hole 7 if I remember correctly.
This has no bearing on this whatsoever. I'm just curious, because if you look at where that's situated, it's just carved out of the middle of a piece of property.
That's above Mr. Wolf's properties that owned a lot of properties in there. That's the farm down on the end that Marilyn Cook is a descendant of Mr. Wolf. And the property there is the big farm of Dendell Stewart's, Mickey Stewart. Same road.
All in favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries.
This particular parcel, was vacated by the city of Branson, and it's attached to the house that we have on 6th Street that is already has the exemption. So we respectfully request that the attachment to that residential property be exempt.
That narrow strip in there.
Which property are we on?
We own the house, and that was vacated by the city of Branson.
Oh, is that at the top?
Yes, that alley was vacated, so that came to us, and it's.
I have no objections whatsoever to that.
Motion for exemption of this piece of property. I'm trying to look at you.
2013-13. Yeah. Is there a second?
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded to exempt BOE parcel 2013-13. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries.
The next property is a single-family residence on 330 Freeman Lane, and we purchased this property and use it as housing for our program participants.
I don't want to interrupt or anything, but I think we've already got it on for zero. Ain't that what? Zero.
I paid taxes on it this last year.
Right there, it says assessment total zero.
This was the one that got hung up last year, where right. I didn't get in time to get the Board of Equalization, so we went ahead and paid the taxes on it. But I don't know what happened to it. To tell you the truth,
we took it to zero. He's got it. Pull that assessment back up, please, Christy. There at the bottom, if you'll look, zero. I'll make mention in our notes too. This property is exempt?
Then the last property is...
Sir, just a second.
Oh, yeah, we could have changed it long, because we changed right up to the last day.
Yeah, so I just have to make sure, so we get the book shows zero.
Right. Well, help me out. Is that not the book we're looking at when you're throwing up on the wall? That's Beacon?
Right, wrong.
Okay, I understand.
Okay. I just have to make sure.
Is our motion needed to...
Let's since it's in our records, let's leave a motion to leave the valuation at zero.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded to leave the valuation of 2013-14 at zero. All in favor say aye.
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 This used to be the location of the Branson Telephone Company. Maybe that's why it was.
Oh, it's the Mount Branson.
It's on 248 River Valley off of Fall Creek, but I can't think of the gentleman's name, but he had the telephone company operation in the basement, and he lived on the second floor.
Oh, okay.
So that's probably why it's like that, is what I figure.
Out of Cooper Creek.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And right now we use it purely for residential.
You got people living there?
Yes, sir.
I have no recommendation. It's up to this board on the exemption of that, because we had a commercial office in there at one time. And so...
We have an assessed valuation, at least on the book that I'm looking at, of 110,071. Assessed value of 35,220.
Assessed value of 50,450.
I'm sorry, total. I didn't add the commercial on 5450. Testimony from Mr. Blaze, this is being used for residential for individuals.
I've got a question on that. When we ask for residentials, is there a number that we have to? Is there a number that you're setting, or is there is it a single family dwelling? Is it one or two people living in a facility that been donated to you? I don't understand how we can. I know we remove the commercial rate right off the bat. I mean, I have no problem with that.
But the question is, once it reverts to their use for housing individuals, they can look at the exempt status. That's the commercial property. We think not, correct?
But what I'm saying, Ron.
I don't know. I'm asking.
What I'm saying is that this disagreement with the fact that they can buy a piece of property and say it's being used for residential when it may not. They may have someone in there now, or they may have a single family dwelling or one person or something, so that opens the door for anybody to buy a piece of property, move somebody into the location, and file for exemption if they're going to use the label of Church Army. So as I know before, you've had facilities with, 10 or 12 men that are in the location or something like that, you know.
We have men and women.
Yeah.
I imagine somebody could try to receive that exemption, but they'd probably end up at the same podium that I'm at, and you could ask them the questions of how that, if they were legitimate or not. No one would be able to buy property in our name without our knowledge. Ours, of course, is used for alcohol and addiction recovery. Every dollar we spend on recovery saves the taxpayers $8 in social welfare and criminal court cost. So I think we're doing a public service by what we do. Now, if other organizations can get up and make that claim, maybe this is the right forum.
I'm even saying, here's what I'm saying, Ken. I'm saying that if there's a use for, and you have, if there's more than one or two people living in a high-dollar facility,
and there
it is, a commercial, right? I have no problem with what you're trying to accomplish here, but I don't want to see exemptions on just bought-up properties. We've had situations in here, even this time, where people are coming in here and buying up tremendous amounts of property now, and then coming in at a later date wanting exemptions for those properties. Now, that doesn't apply to your situation, but I don't want it to discount. This BOE has to consider the fact that there needs to be some kind of a limitation on the properties being bought up and being just used as like one family dwelling. Or
I think where he's going with that is your occupancy. The last time you were in, Jan, maybe you weren't here, but the Church Army was buying properties, and they had like a 40% or 50% occupancy in their other properties. And maybe that's where Mr. Strahan is going.
Speculation type attitude.
Right.
Yeah, not and
you may mention here.
We were at the point of the need. Everybody was in total agreement with the need if the house was full and they had an overrun and needed to buy another house. But at the last person that testified here for Church Army, that wasn't the case because they had houses that had three. They had houses that
had
four.
That's where I'm going.
Okay. Ours are all at maximum capacity. And our long-range plan is we're not going to acquire any more properties in Taney County. We're at our maximum as we see what we need to have in Taney County. There is one exception to that. We do lease two houses. And if we were to be forced out of our lease, we may buy a property in this market. But one more would be all we would be buying in Taney County. I do understand your concerns, and I don't know how you could protect us, the taxpayers, from that, really.
Right. I mean, James nailed it on the head for what I'm saying. As I look back at past histories, and I see that you've had places that were overrun, you came in, asked to buy it, and have an exemption on another house somewhere. And as you do that, I can see the need, so you go ahead and do that. But as you mentioned here before, in your first presentation about a piece of property that you were going to sell because it had been given to you. Those kind of things are, those kind of situations are things that I have a problem with the exemption on. If you're doing it for profit, I don't care if it's a college or if it's a church or whatever, if they're buying it strictly on speculation, and then I think it should be taxed, and that's just my personal opinion. And that's the reason I said about the three or four people in a commercial building. You see, you know where I'm going.
And I can assure you that we don't do that, and we are not going to do that in Taney County in the future. The property is a single-family structure, and you would have never known it was a commercial building.
Is there a motion regarding this parcel of property?
I think I'd make the motion to exempt BOE number ending in 15?
13. 13? 15. I've got
15. Okay. Sorry.
Second. Motion's been made and seconded to extend an exemption to BOE property number 2013-15, which would establish the value at zero. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries.
Thank you very much. And I know it's not always a pleasant job. It's thanks for your service, too, because I know how uncomfortable it can be sometimes. But thanks a lot.
Thanks, Jan. Good to see you. In front of Jim. If we could stand in recess for just a couple of minutes until the assessor returns.